Today is the 1st of March and I wish you a beautiful month ahead, as this month brings in a lot more brighter and lighter energy. So over the weekend on Saturday we had a full moon, and this was actually closing out the energies of the past 12 months. This full moon was more cleansing and healing and definitely brought a lightness to it compared to other full moons that can be quite wobbly. This month in particular is all about really setting the seeds of what we wish to create over the next 12 months and even onwards over the next 10 years, because we have really, I suppose officially today, we are moving into what I've been describing as a new way of living, a new way of being, or a new world. So it's a beautiful time. It also has been a time where this has made people feel uneasy or overwhelmed, because there is a sense of change coming in. And people often, we can fear change and we can worry about what that looks like. And when we hear things of a new world or a new earth or a new way of being, we can always say, oh God, I just want to go back to how it was. And I suppose understanding that things aren't going to go back to how they were fully, it's about embracing a new way of living by embracing a new way of being in ourselves. And over these coming weeks and months ahead, and it's time for me, I'm going to be really doing my best to help you nurture yourself on a much deeper level, to nourish every part of yourself, and particularly help you to bring forth those beautiful energies you have within, the skill that you have within, your talent you have within, and your unique power that's only specific and individual to you. And this is what's going to help you create the new earth, let's say, move along with the energies that want to come in, move and flow with those, and really have a good experience doing that. This can be a difficult time when we're resisting the changes, but when we accept them and look at how we can make, I suppose, these things work for us, as well as playing our part in helping the world shift and our consciousnesses up level, we will find this experience, you know, actually quite a beautiful thing. So that doesn't mean you're not going to have stress or difficulties, because we all have that in life, but it'll just be an easier time, I feel. Do understand as well that even though we've got a lovely gentle month coming in, it's more about getting focus. So if there's things you want to create, this is the month to really start to plant the seeds of that and get your action steps or build your foundation around it. So for example, if you want a new job, this could be a really good month to research that, get your CV ready, look at what changes you want to have. If you're looking at maybe planning a family, this would be a lovely time to get your body ready for that. If you're looking at maybe more stuff around education, great time again to maybe apply for things or get your application ready. Even if you're wanting to meet a partner, for example, again, this is a beautiful time now to decide what it is you'd like from a partnership. How is this partnership going to fit into your new way of being as well? If you're going through any difficulties in life that you would like some healing around, get clear as well on what that looks like to you. What does it entail? I think a lot of us get caught up in wanting the perfect outcome or the perfect picture. I think sometimes when we have difficulties, like maybe in relationships, family relationships, for example, we have to accept that they're there. But it's like, well, what changes can I make? Not to make the situation different, as in change how people are or how they treat you, but more so, how can I go on a different path here, do things a different way? That's what this month is about. And really, as we come into probably the middle of April time, so around 6 weeks from now, that's where we're going to see a bigger shift. So we have a lovely long spread of energy moving in between now and the 27th of April, which is going to set us up really for the next, as I said, year ahead, which will be lovely. So it's something for you to think about. And part of why I'm talking about this today is because we have been covering the energy of intuition. And intuition is having that creative space within yourself to tap into yourself. So it's going to be a great time for you to harness the energy of what you've been learning over this month and bring that forth with you as well. Before I move on to just a short teaching for you today, I just wanted to say I am going to be bringing a lot of new things to It's Time For Me. I really want to make this a space that supports you more and helps you to make lifelong changes, or helps you create a foundation that's going to have long lasting benefits for you. And that's really what I'm, you know, setting up here. So later this week, as I mentioned last week, I'm going to give you your self-care path package, so to speak. And this is about really fine-tuning what you would like from It's Time For Me for yourself, you know, setting your own goals and wishes for what it is you want to create over the next number of months ahead. And know that these can change. I think sometimes when we set an intention or we have a dream we wish to fulfill, it's okay if in 3 months for that from now we evolve a little bit more and look and say, actually, that doesn't suit me anymore. I want to go a different route, or my wishes have changed slightly. So always know when you journal on these things, you can always tap back in to a different space. So this is really going to be something to support you and keep you in that space of knowing what it is that you want to get, so that when you're doing your when you're listening to the teachings every month and engaging with all of the content from It's Time For Me, that you have at the back of your mind, like, why you're doing this. And I think that's important. It's like, what is the message I want to tell myself about what I'd like to get from this and what I promised myself or committed myself to? So this week we're going to finish up on intuition at the end of this week, and then we should be starting into a new month next week. But I'm going to pause that, and we're going to start a brand new month on the week of the 15th of March. So next week is the week of the 8th of March, and what I'm running for that whole week is a 7-day self-care experience. I'm opening up this week to anybody who wants to join for it. It's for everybody. Like, I'll be putting it out on social media and in my newsletter. And I just thought it would be a lovely place for you to kind of come back to yourself as well. So we'll be kicking off next Sunday night, which is the 7th of March, with an hour meditation, relaxation and self-care class. And then every day for 7 days, I'm going to be releasing a new self-care teaching. Now, they're going to be deeper self-care teachings, not just surface level. And as in, what I mean is not just about your self-care practices. We're really going to be looking at how to get deeper within ourselves over that week. So there'll be a teaching every day, either an audio or a small video. And I'll be sending out a text every single day. So anyone who's not a member of It's Time For Me that signs up, their text will be going out at 8 o'clock every day. But for you members, your text will go out at the times that you've already selected. There will be a journal to go with this and meditations to go with it, and also an oracle card reading. So it's like, I suppose, a mini version of It's Time For Me in a week space. But I suppose what I'm trying to do over the week is really harness the energy of what the deeper aspects and understanding of self-care is. So I was going to run it separately, and then I was going to, you know, you could join it if you wanted and then start a new topic. And I thought that's just a little bit too much. And I do think that will be really beneficial for you as well. So that's what we're going to do next week. And it will be 7 days of, I suppose, teachings. And then we will be starting our brand new month on the 15th of March. So I just wanted to say all of that to you. But I will let you know each step as we're going along. I'm making quite a lot of changes. So I will detail everything for you in an email as well. So today, around your intuition, I want you to go back to what I was saying and think back to what I was saying about what you're trying to create in your life and utilizing the energy of this month. So today, I would really invite you to sit down and to write out your intentions around your intuition. So what I would like you to do in this regard is to ask yourself that, if you were really listening to your intuition, how do you think that would help you? And thinking of the intentions you want to set or the things you would like to create over the coming weeks and months, how do you think your intuition will be able to help you to do that? Our intuition is when we come really into alignment with ourselves. So, for example, it could be, well, I know I'll listen to my ideas more. I'll take action on my ideas more. I'll trust my own voice more. That will help me go forward. They're examples. So you could journal on those questions, or you can just think about them while you're listening to me talking now. But I think just with the day that's in it, I think this would be a really good thing for you to do. If you're listening to this audio later on the week, I know some people don't listen to them on the day. Don't worry, the energy of this month is still very prominent, but do take the time to do it. And I think, like I was saying, I thought your responses last week were very interesting when I sent out an audio last week about it kind of being a little bit more accountable to yourself. I actually got a lot of text messages from you to say that you had actually put a little bit more effort into listening to things and taking out your journal. So that's really lovely to hear. And as you know, this is really for you. There's only so much I can give to support, but then you've got to take it to the next step as well. Also, just while I think of it, I did say in that text that I was thinking of moving our soul gatherings from one evening. We do a class one evening a month, and I was thinking of moving it to a weekend morning. A lot of people have come back and said that they could try and make a weekend morning, but really keeping it on the midweek night class is what they prefer. So that's no problem at all. We'll keep it for the moment. I was thinking of doing a weeknight once a month, and then the following month doing a Saturday or Sunday, because I'm trying to make sure that everybody gets access to it. But the majority of you who answered me are saying a weeknight. So we'll stick with that for the moment. And as you know, the replays are always available anyway if you miss them. But I would ask you just to make a little bit more of an effort to join the class, because you will actually get a lot from it. So I think there's quite a lot in that today. But going back to your teaching for today, looking at those questions I asked, how will my intuition help me over these next weeks and months around what I wish to create? And what do I think my intuition can do for me in regards to these things? Okay, so have a beautiful Monday and look forward to connecting with you soon.